The union representing PECO's workers says the company allows outdated and dangerous infrastructure to go unrepaired in the region's poor neighborhoods. IBEW Local 614 filed a petition with the Pennsylvania Public Utilities Commission today asking the regulator to investigate. From WHYY's climate desk, Susan Phillips reports the union represents about 1,400 linemen and call center employees.
Standing at the corner of 28th and Oakford Streets in Philadelphia's Gray's Ferry section, PECO lineman Keith Coombs points to an electrical pole that looks rotten and unstable.
So anyone walking in this public street in Philadelphia would run risk of that falling down and hitting them and killing them. That's 13,000 volts, and that creates a giant ball fire, like really bad stuff. I have a 10 and a 12-year-old that I would not let walk under there.
The union says the company's recent high profits should translate to better repairs. But PECO defends its efforts, saying 2025 was the company's best year for reliability. Nicole Levine is PECO's chief operating officer.
We have a very robust inspection and maintenance program. We've increased the amount of infrastructure improvement that we've done over the last several years.
PECO and its union are in the midst of difficult contract negotiations, where both sides have filed unfair labor practice complaints. From the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.